This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Music and pop culture fans still have a few more weeks to celebrate Rolling Stone magazine's 50th anniversary at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. An exhibit that includes the iconic magazine's vast archives of photos and interviews closes next month. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Cleveland Scene music writer Jeff Neisel, who toured the exhibit. Jeff, the magazine has undergone some noticeable changes in the last 50 years.
I mean, the magazine now is much smaller in size.
Yeah.
And back then it was huge. Mm-hmm. And you could practically take the photos and turn them into posters if you wanted to.
I pretty much did that. I took all the covers and put them up on my wall.
The publisher of the magazine, Jan Werner, was very meticulous, from what I understand, mm-hmm. about retaining all of the artifacts associated with the magazine. So when you go there, you'll see the desk that was in his very first office. You'll see that roach clip that they sent out to subscribers in the very early days as a gift, you know?
A roach clip, like, to smoke marijuana with?
Right, yes, exactly. Handmade, I believe, by the guy who would become the art director of the magazine.
So we're talking 1967 in San Francisco. It's when it all started.
Right, yeah, that makes sense, right? Because that was a big year for music.
One part of the exhibit is an interview section, which is neat because in the magazine you read the interviews and they've kind of created an interactive way to listen to some of them.
Yeah, if you're familiar with the magazine, you know that they kind of became famous for the Rolling Stone interview.
Yeah.
Like kind of like these long form, often Q&A interviews. And so in one section of the exhibit, they have a video that they've created that includes, I believe, 17 different interviews that I think mostly done by Jan Werner. You can hear the audio of him talking to, say, Pete Townsend of The Who or Bob Dylan. Then they also take you to the story. So you'll hear a quote from the artist, and then you'll see how it appeared in print and how it was used in print. I don't know how often Bob Dylan does an interview these days, so I think it's really interesting to hear him speaking, you know, way back when.
We mentioned the magazine covers. That's what's so iconic to me. They've really pushed the boundaries over the years of many
right.
nearly nude celebrities and musicians. They also allow you to see all these covers.
They have various number of covers arranged in chronological order. Huh. So you can see some of the very early ones, and then you can see how it's changed over the years and become more elaborate, like the Janet Jackson photo where she has the hands over breasts is included, and John Lennon where he's hugging Yoko and is naked is included. One of the last shots that was ever taken of John Lennon while he was alive.
One of the things that I love so much about Rolling Stone are the album reviews. And I remember being in high school, and if my favorite band was putting out an album, I'd read the review in Rolling Stone. It's always really harsh.
Right.
They're known for their tough critiques.
Yeah, and we mentioned this earlier when we were talking about a review of a Cream concert that was so negative that the band broke up as a result of that negative review. But I think it also goes back to a time when reviews maybe had more of an impact, too. Mm-hmm. There was just Rolling Stone and Spin, and you couldn't just go online and read 100 reviews of a record. You kind of had to go there to read your review. And it had, I think, a much bigger impact. And some of those reviews are reprinted, Lester Bangs reviews and some of the famous writers who have gone through the magazine.
Where do you see Rolling Stone magazine's role as we go forward in this era of so many things at our fingertips, social media? I mean, how does Rolling Stone fit in the future?
Rolling Stone, in particular, has a certain access that the common blogger doesn't have. Mm-hmm. So they're still going to get interviews with Taylor Swift and, you know, U2 and people like that that don't do that many interviews. And so I think they still carry a certain amount of weight. And, you know, many of the writers that write there have been doing it for years and are a step above everybody else. So I think they still have that going for them.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining me.
Sure thing.
That's Cleveland Scene's Jeff Neisel. You can find links and more information about the Rock Hall's Rolling Stone exhibit at WKSU.org. Shuffle is our weekly look at Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.